is 11 o'clock, time for Under the Floorboards. I'm Buddha Bomb, going to have a great time tonight. Have a special show lined up, all kinds of cool things. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's now time for Under the Floorboards, the show on every Saturday night from 11 until midnight. That's different noise, sound, and starting right now, you're Under the Floorboards. I'm Buddha Bomb, having lots of fun. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. taught with a tour of the Tower of London, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, and the...
Gracias a todos los amigos que nos están...
When you hear your name, you have 60 minutes to call 478-LIVE and...
San Francisco at 33rd between Mission and Market, or visit one of their other stores in Pleasant Hill, San Lorenzo, San Carlos.
Across the wire about...
Are not addicted to that. Sometimes this new antidepressant app is not addicting to far.
It's the grain of your essential philosophy.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
For many people, particularly in this country, thinking about religion is kind of counterintuitive. It's almost something you're not supposed to do.
What was your first idea of God, Henry?
Let us have faith.
Because there is no God!
What was your first idea of God, Marsha?
Let us have faith.
Because there is no God.
Who told you about God, Henry?
Let us have faith.
God, Mrs. Parker, I still have it. I guess he'll be with me as long as I am.
Let us have faith.
Because there is no God.
What was your first idea of God?
Well, I couldn't exactly say.
You're listening to It's All in Your Head FM, monotheism but in stereo.
Scientists say the human brain continues to change through the process of evolution.
We Christians don't call it evolution because we believe it isn't something coming up out of blind nature, but something coming down from the world of light, power, and knowledge beyond all nature.
Scientists say the brain has evolved about as much as it ever will.
Now, are there things that are being discovered by scientists every day that they have not known before?
Yes.
Well, now, do you think that the scientists know all about this feeling of God?
Somebody looks at the complexity of human life and says, given enough time, anything can happen. Another looks at that and says, given enough time, anything can happen. Another looks at that and says, a complex design like this, I wonder if there was a creator or a thought designer behind this.
Are you familiar with the little quip that million to one odds happen 8 times a day in New York City? It's
never.
The law of big numbers. There's enough stuff happening out there. There's enough particles. There's enough forces. The sun is burning. It's putting energy into the system.
That's
of course, we generate complexity.
Scientifically doesn't make sense.
Out of chaos. This is called emergence. The principle of emergence. Out of chaos emerges complexity. Without any designer at all, all you need is energy put into the system. That's it. It just happens spontaneously. Now, as pattern-seeking animals, it's impossible for us to think it can't just happen. There must be somebody behind the curtain pulling the strings. Somebody behind the curtain pulling the strings. But there isn't. But there isn't.
So I'm only one of the many Darwinian biologists who believe we understand the meaning of life.
What?
The meaning of life.
What?
The meaning of life.
What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is life is a series of machines which are programmed to propagate the instructions that built them, the hereditary instructions that built them. And so that's the biological meaning of life. I hasten to add, that's not, of course, the meaning of life for you and me. Love and family life and whatever it is we do, whether it's writing books or listening to music. But the reason you're in the world is the biological meaning. Given that you're in the world, then you can make life mean whatever you want it to mean.
In the timescale of the age of the universe, our human origins take up a tiny fraction. To illustrate this, let's compress the age of the universe from 15 billion years to the present into a single year. So the Big Bang happened at 1 second after midnight, January 1. Then our galaxy, the Milky Way, started around May 1st, our solar system on September 9th, the Earth on September 14th, and life began about September 25th. Plants evolved about November 12th, the first vertebrates on December 19th, and the first dinosaurs on Christmas Eve. Mammals appear on December 26th, birds on the 27th, and the first humans at 10:30 p.m. December 31st. Our first civilizations began in the last 30 seconds. It gives us pause to reflect that paleontologists are trying to fill in the last 30 minutes, which represents 3 to 5 million years.
It's a process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion. And is loved and valued.
Thank you.
Because the cassette deck is the amplifier that I'm sending the phone on, so bear with me.
So when you're recording, you can't hear me?
I'm recording now. It's when I transition from recording to play that I have to pick up the mic. All right, I'm just going to
be recorded now.
I don't think so very much. Damn, I hear the rototiller.
You hear that?
Right, I'm hearing the rototiller. Do you hear it on the phone?
No.
I have a humming sound. Don't get up. Don't open the window. Don't get up. Don't open the window. Don't
get up.
Don't open the window.
Get up.
Don't open the window. Don't
get up.
Don't
get up.
Don't
get up.
Don't
get up.
Don't get up. Don't open the window. Don't do anything. I don't want.
Would they prefer
anything? I don't want you to open the window.
It's, oh my God! They're glaring at me.
It's not the rototiller.
They want me dead.
It's a blower. It's a blower. An electric blower.
All right, now it comes out.
Wrong. Can I do it now? Can I do it now? All right.
Would they prefer anarchy?
Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
I'm over by the microwave oven now.
Thank you. advertising.
Hyper real.
Making destruction funny is the key to the commercial.
And slow motion has made the reality of play so
elongated
and sort of strangely hyper real.
Are you one of those that follows the ads?
I don't really follow the ads that much. It's more that it's like I've heard it in the, on the news, on TV. I've heard it on the news and the radio, and I'm hearing it like right now on this is Pepsi's marketing ploy by Coke.
Once
like
again,
they're getting a lot of free advertising. It's like even Pepsi is putting Coke into their ads because of the fact that they changed their formula.
Once again, we hear that voice from the wings, and this time it has a sharply accusing tone. You, it says, are denying the value of motivational research.
Thank you.
Libère Scriptus Proferitur. Un livre sera produit. In quo totum continetur. Dans lequel est contenu tout unde mundus iducetur. Tout ce qui permettra de juger le monde. Iudex ergo cum sedebit. Donc, lorsque le juge siégera, quid quid la tête apparebit. Tout ce qui est caché sera mis à jour. Nul nultum remanebit, rien ne restera qui ne soit pas vengé. Moi, malheureux,
Thank you. Thank you. that note, that ends Under the Floorboards. I'm Buddha Bomb. Had such a great time tonight. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I entered the entire playlist online, so if you want to know what it was that I was playing, well, you can find out. Next up, we have Sleepless Nights with DJ Winter. Stay tuned.
Why? To fall
nah.
Out again.
I know I do.
Do you ever really love?
I do, it's true.
Just pretend.
I ain't pretending, man.
Not to yourself.
Ooh.
Don't be afraid.
Let's get into it. For real, for real. Alright? One.
It's never too late.
Drop it, drop it.
And commitments that should have been dead and buried. Highly sentimental, sensitive, gentle beyond the point she should be. What might be obvious to most, she says they too bitter. Can't see the world the way she does. Clean lungs, undamaged liver. Sees thugs through her pink tinted glasses. Occasionally he does make a giggle. Listen to some music closer. Dudes approach her lightly. Wanna be a lover and she obliges. Likes to cuddle under the covers by candlelit fires. Oblivious to lying schemes to talk around her. Who says she's just in love with love. Cuts her glasses, spend too much time in trance to romancing. Things are changing quickly. She's asking, why don't you spend more time with me? Niggas' eyes are getting shifty. Coming over later, smelling him. He'll be on his face, jeans and sweater. Something's fishy. And it's not what he tells a man, it's what he don't. And she don't understand it for some years. She probably won't. Just wants an honest man. For goodness sake, they backstabbing and cutting the throat. Restraining orders follow. But she's still optimistic about it like Annie. Thinking tomorrow maybe will be a better day. I let her pray on bended knees. Asking to send Prince Charming, please. She's never cheated. Treats a man well. Cooks, cleans, dresses, keeps for him. Halter tops and tight jeans. Would break the law for him. Go through a couple of these relationships. Still stay strong. She's too young and dumb to call it quits. Learns that she carrying twice. Scared and afraid the first time. The second she don't even cry. Makes her wipe away his tears and it hurts. They always leave it turn crazy so she doesn't flirt. Spends time warning the babies. Goes through a couple of these relationships and still stays strong. Too young and dumb to call it quits. It's still a love song. She's got a good man. She's 19. He's 21 and sweet and honest. Promised to love her, talk of marriage. She would never want to be somebody's baby's mother. Used to buzz occasionally when she's flowing. Open off the affection and gifts and all the good manners he's showing. He's trying to build a life for himself. Studies late computer shit. She's missing attention that she's not getting. Swindles crawling in the sheets. He say he's tired and she say she failed. Neglect and defeat. Just doesn't see his ambition. She want to be the universe and hold the center position. Starts hanging around her best friend more. Crazy attraction. Takes impulsive action. Drops the drawers and falls in love. The world explodes when she confesses. Yeah, I did it. So? They so tight it's like he move when she stretches. Over the couple years, too many stresses. Girls who wanna fight her. Writing letters, friendships disappearing. Plus you rhyme so it's competitive pressure. Miscarriage. They break up 50 times a week and make up just as much. And I know but pretending I'm out of touch. It's getting strained. It gets physical. She cries until the river dries and leaves it dead and cold. Packs up her things and leaves behind what I thought was gold. It's only gold plated. Thinking of all the other ones I could have just left and up and dated. Singled after 4 years. Starting over is never easy, but it takes some time to realize your own worth. Coming to your own, play a mental rebirth. She starts penning some better poems. Straighten up a bank account. Likes to take herself out. I'm getting better at it. I've had a few relationships, but still too young and dumb enough to call it quits. It's still a love song.